This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Dove. You use all the right skincare products for your face, but your body has been missing out. With new Dove Serum Body Wash, you can give your body the vitamin C glow it's been wanting, the hydration boost it's been craving, and the active skincare ingredients it deserves. It's time for your body care era. New Dove Serum Body Wash. Get Dove or get FOMO.
Hello and welcome to Smart TV with me, Kellyanne Taylor, and of course, the wonderful Caroline Frost.
Hello, Kellyanne. Lovely to be here.
Now, this is a stronger week of TV. Obviously, last week we were having to lead people by the hand through the waffle to get through to some gems. But I think there is a lot more on television this week. Kick us off with some dramas, Caroline.
Right. So this was a mega hit straight out of lockdown. Do you remember Vigil 2 years ago?
Yes.
Down on the submarine, Saran Jones investigating a murder. This time, slightly bizarrely, it's still called Vigil for the second series, even though that was the name of the sub. I think they just probably thought, you know what, everyone knows what that is and they liked it, so let's go again. But they are not going down into the water. They're going up into the skies. This is on a army sort of, what would you call it, compound. And it's when a group of drones go horribly wrong on a test exercise, resulting in the death of British personnel. So it's the same team being called upon to investigate. So we have Suran Jones leading the march, aided and abetted by her partner in life, crime and love now, Rose Leslie. And I guess new faces include Dougray Scott, Romola Garay. But as it was the first series, this is about coming in, infiltrating a steel wall of silence and possibly conspiracy. I think we're verging into sort of homeland territory. Now we're entering into army and arms deals and state secrets. But I think it's going to be a big old hit. And do you know, I was watching Dr. Foster again recently. Have you seen that? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Goodness me, she's a good actress.
Yeah, she's really fantastic.
She really is strong. So I expect this to be a massive hit as well. That's a Vigil, starts again on Sunday night, BBC One.
I'll definitely be tuning in for that. I really enjoyed the first series, even though it gave me some severe anxiety. I mean, being that it has a real air of claustrophobia to it. So I'm thinking, do the skies offer better chances of feeling less of that? I think perhaps not.
I think it might bring its own challenges. Anyway, yes, let's report back. Let's make one of our homework.
Yes,
ones.
I love a Caroline homework.
That's easy. Good. Yes, right. I've got a follow-up drama. Oh, me with the drama this week, because pretty much more of a public service announcement. The Crown is returning for part two of the sixth series. This is the final hurrah. We've dealt with the tragedy of the death of Princess Diana in 1997. They are going to go upbeat. This is all about young love. This is Catherine, as she insists on being called in press releases, and William, and then finding each other with lots of batted eyelashes across, what did they study? History of art books in the library at St Andrews. Both of them very well cast, yes. Really quite uncanny. Less convinced by the Harry, although he does play a rebellious spirit, the new actor. He wasn't even an actor this time a year ago, and now he's playing Harry in the biggest TV series in the world. So, yes, we've got the final, I think it's 6 episodes of The Crown coming our way from next Thursday on Netflix.
Fabulous. I will
take us to the factual.
Now, Christmas, I strongly believe, wouldn't be Christmas without Jamie Oliver's tips to make catering on the big day a little bit more stress-free. So this is Jamie's Christmas Shortcuts, Monday, Channel 4, 8 p.m. Dare I say it that the show is traditionally festive as mince pie, Brussels sprout? I mean, I tune in pretty much every year for some kind of similar rehashed format, and every year I learn something new. So this time we're starting with the best way to roast your turkey. The one thing that has left me slightly agog is he says, stresses the importance of resting a bird for an hour and a half.
What?
I mean, I'll be eating the walls by that point. So I thought, okay, Jamie, I'll try my best. However, we need to be realistic. There's also, as always now, we've got some stuff for veggies and vegans. There's a creamy leek-filled squash and... of course, for dessert, a perfect cheesecake. I'm not sure if that's that festive, but take of it what you will. So that is, as always, offering the goods to help you through Christmas Day cooking. That is Jamie's Christmas Shortcuts, Monday, Channel 4, 8 p.m.
Well, you know, my takeaway from that is that the vegans and the veggies are going to be fine because they're going to be stuffed up to the cronies. And meanwhile, the others are going to be sitting around, as you say, chewing on wrapping paper. But anyway, I'm sure he has a solution.
Exactly, Caroline. You know, veggies will be well fed. It is worth noting that if you are a fan of Jamie Oliver, he did come on the Radio Times podcast last year. It was a Christmas episode. So again, lots of great tips. You can listen to that episode by scrolling back through the Radio Times podcast feed. Now, Caroline, take me to something a little bit more musical.
Oh, okay. So this is An Audience with Kylie. Radio Times spoke to Kylie 2 months ago. Goodness me, how does she still do it? So charming, so youthful, so energetic, hasn't got an enemy in the music or media industry, which when you consider that her career is 35 years long now, still banging out the bangers and just finding new fans along the way. So ITV have grabbed her for one of those specials, An Audience With... They did do it a few years ago, but she's obviously as fresh as ever and back for more. I think, are the celebrities' questions completely spontaneous? I'm not convinced. I think that they're going to be quite softball-y in the sort of pantomime of intimacy of one celeb asking another a question. But she also sings along and what's not to like. So that's An Audience with Kylie on Sunday evening on ITV.
Now, that is also something I would definitely be tuning in for. Did you know?
I knew you would.
Did you know, Caroline, that Kylie Minogue was my first ever concert?
I did not know that.
That's a nice little nugget for you, isn't it? Yep. Big fan since day dot.
How sweet. I know. Were you singing along to every word?
Yes. It was a magical moment at the O2. We'll never forget. I was a wee little girl. And I must have been
Kellyanne.
Tiny. Yeah. A little Kellyanne.
Smaller than Kylie.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What have you got?
So, look, I think animal content always does well. So this is The Doghouse at Christmas, Tuesday, Channel 4, 8 p.m. If you're looking for something wholesome, heartwarming, this is for you. It follows Wood Green Pets Charity, who have noticed a significant increase, unfortunately, in the number of people who cannot afford to keep their dogs. So this Christmas, the staff are obviously trying to rehome the animals, find them a forever home. Obviously, the happy ever after, tender, heartfelt, warming. But I have to say that despite, you know, the festive decorations, Christmas jumpers and obviously these heartfelt stories, there is a kind of sad undertone to the programme. And I think obviously that's partly because of the stories of the abandoned dogs. But I think also the poignant reasons that human beings want a dog in the first place. And obviously there's that feeling of connection and reliance, I think, a companionship that the canine kind of fills in some people's lives. So come for some dog content, stay for the heartwarming stories, and perhaps leave with some questions in your heart about how these animals are treated.
Gosh, I went on a roller coaster.
Yes, thank you. What a storyteller. So that's the Doghouse at Christmas, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Channel 4.
Talking of storytelling, I have something very special to report, is that I went to the cinema. I left the couch briefly but magically to see Maestro, the biopic of Leonard Bernstein, starring Bradley Cooper and his prosthetic nose, much discussed in the press, and also Kerry Mulligan playing his wife. Both superb, both clearly Oscar-worthy, and it left me hungry for more to know about this amazing composer and all-round aesthete of the 20th century. And guess what? The BBC4 Oracle has heard my prayers, because we have Leonard Bernstein Night on Sunday night, BBC4 from 7 p.m, including a concert at the BBC, of course. When don't they have a concert in their archive of whoever you want? But also an interview with him and an omnibus profile. So anybody, and I do highly recommend going to see the film, whether you watch the documentary ahead of that as your homework, and you know I'm a big fan of the homework, or afterwards, do tune in. So there's plenty more where that came from. Sunday night, BBC4, Leonard Bernstein Night.
Now, Caroline, you've thrown a spanner in the works there, because my film recommendation of the week was going to be, as is on the cover of Radio Times this week, Wonka, which is coming out in cinemas from the 8th of December, so Friday today. It's the origin story of Willy Wonka, but I haven't seen it. Obviously, it's got, you know, the franchise has an absolute legacy, but I have seen incredibly mixed reviews for it. So I think I'm now probably going to change tact and go and watch Maestro instead.
I like your honesty.
Yes, and I also, listeners at home, let me know, would you rather go and see Maestro or Wonka? And if you do see them, write in and tell us what you think. So that's podcast@radiotimes.com. Or for those listening on Spotify, you can scroll down and answer in the Q&A at the bottom of the episode. If you don't want to leave the house at all, just a reminder, as always, public service announcement, that Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 is on ITV. I know it's become a lot of people's Christmas traditions to watch all of the films prior to Christmas. It's on Saturday at 5:45 p.m. For big Harry Potter fans, it's worth noting that the lovely Daniel Radcliffe was on the Radio Times podcast, and you can find that by scrolling back through the Radio Times podcast feed. Caroline, take me to the archive.
Okay, and then I'm going to tease, we have something very special to share, I think. I think we dare to do that, don't we? But I'll tell you about the archive first. This is a big old cheat. This is just to tell you that, yes, The Crown, the final, the sixth series, part two, just like Harry Potter, it's now got its own part two, is coming. But really, all the critics, myself included, are very much fans of the early years, of those beautiful vintage 1950s and 60s glamour shots. The wonderful performances of Claire Foy and Matt Smith, all captured, still available on Netflix, and do feast away. I mean, I'm going to just, I think, start watching The Crown from all over again. I do think it's peerless telly. So that's my tip for this week. However, something very special coming up. I'm very excited about this because, of course, Radio Times is in its 100th year, and this is the fabled, I don't like to use the word iconic, but iconic Christmas double issue.
Woo!
Kellyanne Taylor and myself will be sitting down to discuss all the highlights, the picks, the ones that you will be circling, hopefully, and looking forward to at Christmas. There's so many gems to choose from this year, but we will do our best to curate some sort of wish list for your good selves and ourselves as well.
Well, on that good note, and something to look forward to soon, that's all from us this week. Of course, do let us know what you're watching, podcast@radiotimes.com, and we will read it out in our next recording. Until next week,
happy viewing!